We're coming to the end of this sugya, only to start another sugya, which is just a sister sugya, Dachav. So, but fine. I gave you two tshuvos by Moshe that try to flesh out some of these issues. Which one do you want to take up first?
Let's go talk to the
We each did a different one.
Good, we'll do the subway first. Let's do the subway first, okay? This is the last heated one, right? The other one is a bit more heated. Let's start with this one, okay? Okay, so he said, so what would you say? If you had gotten this question from Moshe, what would you have said? Can you go on the subway? What would you have said?
Yes.
So, okay, well, let's see. What do we know so far? What would you say? Right?
I do it all the time.
I always go on the subway.
We've learned so far.
So what would you say? Based on everything we've learned, let's be very careful. What do we know based on what we've learned?
Depends according to
you. Would be allowed to, so in such ways.
Well, who might say it's Asur from the Midaraisa?
The Rambam.
No, not the Rambam. Why according to the Rambam would not be Asur Midaraisa?
It's not their
Chiba. According to the Ramban, is Asur Midaraisa?
No.
Who might think it's Asur Midaraisa?
Forgot the name.
Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah. Remember, who suggested that, even regular touching might be Asur Midaraisa. But okay, we don't paskin like that. Fine. According to, so now let's say it's not Asur Midaraisa. Does that mean it's mutter?
No.
Not necessarily, because as we've noted, all the things we've been talking about, whether this is mamish lo tikrav lekalz erva daraisa, but remember there was a second level.
Derabanan 2.0.
Derabanan, nada, whatever it was, right?
I'm coming back.
Okay. But remember I told you that something we'll get to is the question of at what point does habituation, right, move something possibly from the Isser D'Oraisa, not just to D'Rabbanan, but to Mutter, right? At what point, or in other words, as we've seen in some of the Rishonim, there are two levels. There's Isser, there's Derech Taivas Bia, and then there's things which are like in the middle, right? But there may be things, although the other extreme, that are so Mufka from Derech Taiva, that they're Mutter L'Chadchila, right? And that's, now instead of giving you all the Achronim who, developed this on Shulchan Aruch, I give you a Moshe where he puts together an argument that has basically been accepted.
He throws in the Achronim, yeah.
Correct, that's correct. He develops the argument without me having to go through. We've already been, there's already a sixth shir on the topic. Yesh Gvulda, how many shir am I going to spend on this? Especially since I just prepared a 6-page Makaro sheet on the sisters who get to this on Tafaf. Right? Yesh Gvulda. Fine. So he was asked, B'inyan halicha b'subway u'bibas. I know this was hard to read, but this is Ramosha for you. Right? It's not some Hebrew word you don't know. This is an English word you do know, which is harder to read than the Hebrew. Than the...
Okay, good.
Yes.
I thought we were just like, because we were stupid.
No, this is just the way Ramosha writes. Subway v'ubas. Right, so as Max has duly noted, if one goes on the subways in New York, one knows that it is not a possibility. You can't say go on the subway and don't touch a woman. Good luck during rush hour, right? You are squashed, right, into all types of people, whether you want to or not.
Yes.
Your biggest fear is that you're going to get, pickpocketed, right? Yes. Okay.
He's never been to
New York subway during rush hour. You're like this.
Yes.
I've had people reach into my pocket and I.
Yes. So have I.
Have you seen it in China?
Yes.
The conductor.
I also had it at Rabovadia's funeral. To be fair, that was pretty bad. Yes. People tried to pickpocket me at Rabovadia's funeral. That was really bad. I just was like.
Wait, that's awful.
I would have slapped them. No, it was in Israel.
Oh, okay.
It was insane.
8 million people in.
I know.
No, there's about a million. About a million people in Jerusalem. 8 million would be more than the entire country.
That's what I thought. Right.
There's a million people.
There was 8 million people.
There's somewhere between 800,000 and a million.
Oh, okay. You missed the zero. People,
that's a lot of people in Yerushalayim.
Yes.
And I made it. And I made it to the casket. Do you know how squashed I was?
How did you make it to the? That's insane.
Because I'm short and my chavruta was tall, so he pushed people through, and I walked behind. It was great. Anyways, fine.
How tall is your chavruta?
It's tall, big. It didn't matter. Anyways. But yeah, so it's like that. So he says, "V'dvar alicha b'sabvei u'bebas b'zmanoch m'le'adam lavodasam shenim tzaim shama nashim v'nashim dechufim zebazeh." Right, subway people go to work and they are squashed. Right? Men and women are pushed together like this. He said, rush hour, it is very hard to impossible to be makbid on not touching women. That's just not a thing. Right?
To self-compress.
Like, trust me, you don't... It's not that nobody wants to. Trust me. You want your private space.
Yes.
It's just not a thing.
I've had people drop their pizza on me.
Yeah, all types of wonderful things.
The love is when I see people bring their...
It's worse. Right? Yes.
I understand what he's saying, but why make... I know you won't like what I'm going to say now, but I'm going to say it. I get a point. There's the whole thing, but why make a whole thing about it?
Oh, you mean Judaism?
No.
Because it's a shayla.
I know, but
because
if I mean by it, people don't think about not touching women.
Yes, they did. They wrote it to him. Someone asked him a question, so apparently someone did think about it. This isn't a theoretical question. Someone wrote him a letter and said, Ramosha, what am I supposed to do? Right? Which means that, yes, someone did think about it. Because, I'm sorry, in a culture where many people think that it's usher to give a handshake, right? They might ask the question, is it mutter for me to go on the subway when I'm going to be shoved up full body against a woman? Right? Right? It is very uncomfortable. Right? But that is the reality of the subway. Right? You are squashed against whoever is there. Right? It doesn't matter what undesirable they are. Right? You find all types of wonderful things there. Right? You see people trying to murder their girlfriends. Right? You know, you can run to anything. There are many things you don't want to see on the subway. Yes, I have been there with that. That was happening.
Questions, but let's just
I saw someone try to take someone else.
Oh, no. Yes, my wife and they were there. Were clearly that there was like about to be an attack going on. It was.
Oh, I saw someone try to take someone else's child.
What?
Like pushing someone in front.
No. Like clearly, like they had followed her from the street. Like it was. Anyways,
I saw
the subway is
a
place where a lot of things happen. So the question, okay, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. This is the reality. And this is a real shayla. And why are you making a big deal of it? Because they're asking, in a world where we say you can't touch women, then how is it that it's mutter to be shoved up full body against a woman on the subway? That's at least a shayla that's worth being asked. Right? It is a real shayla.
But the thing is, like, they say also here, he says, like, when people are so pressed, you know, to go to work and everything.
But it's a shayla.
Yes, but people don't really think
about
that.
Yes, they do.
That's my point.
Because
they have different multiple things.
Donnie, Yaakov Statin, or whatever his name is, Shatitin, I don't know, right? Clearly did think about it because he wrote a letter to Ramosha. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Proof is here. The guy asked him a question.
Okay,
so you're wrong. Facts. You don't think about it. Other people do. He says, "V'hine mitzara negiyah d'chifa b'nashim as leka shum isur mishum de'ein zetach daivo bia v'chiba." He says, first of all, it is not daraisa. Well, how do we know it's not daraisa? As everyone said,
it's not.
Chol isur negiyah arayas who afla ram shesuf shu belav lo sigur v'daraisa davka derech taiva. Right, this is not romantic.
Right.
So it's not daraisa.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Umashma shlo derech taiva leka af isur midaban shlo hiskir sev. He said, here's the problem. The Rambam himself, if you manage to continue, what does he never mention explicitly?
The Rambam?
The Rambam. He never introduces an Isser Darabanan to touch women, not Derech Taifa. So the Rambam says, so the Ramosha says the implication is
that it's not
even Isser Darabanan. And he said that, at first glance, is also the diok from who? The Shach. Why? Because the Shach uses what? The Shach uses the argument of Derech Taiva to explain the Gemara in Ksubas Yitzayin. Did you do the Gemara in Ksubas Yitzayin?
Amoraim.
Right, the Amoraim who used to, at a wedding, put the kala on their shoulders and dance with them. And the Shach says, how could that be mutter?
Because it's not
Derech Taiva. But what's the implication?
That
it's not only mutter midaraisa, it's even mutter derabanan. Right? Meaning it sounds like, according to the simple pshat in the Rambam and the Shach, that there really is nothing in between. Either it's also midaraisa, or it's mutter.
So there's no
derabanan. So that's his first glance. And first came b'shach, shari kod v'shach, fine. Umashach kod v'shach. And he says the second shach that we did, which says that if possible, it's not Yahar Gal Yavor, but if possible,
try to apply.
No, Sharpie.
If it's your wife.
Stop.
Stop. If it is your wife, so the shach said what? The lechatchila, what should you avoid?
Trying to do it out of the tank.
What should you avoid?
Touching her. If
right, lechatchila. He says, that doesn't prove that there's a lechatchila to not touch another woman. Because what did we say? Why is that case unique?
Because it's an high say it's between man and woman.
Exactly, because it's a husband and wife. And my husband and wife were more machmir because of our chakos nida. We have special obligations. But so far, Ramosha notes, if you just read the Rambam and these two shachs, the implication you would come out with is that not only is something which is not derech taivas bia, not aser mida araisa, but it's mutter lechatchila, barring a case of your wife while she's a nida. Correct? Mm-hmm. He says, and he said, the Shach goes on to then talk about, and we'll come back to this next week, the fact that the minhag is that doctors treat women who are not their wives, even if it involves touching.
Because you said it's a business way.
And that's what we're going to go back next week. But the Shach says the reason it's mutter is simply because it's not derech taiva. Right? V'imayo iser kriva af shelo berech taiva af midera avrach midera banaya aser lahem shel b'makom sakana.
Yeah, but you said also it makes a difference if she's in danger, really in danger. So as in,
okay, but the okay. When you read a tshuva or you read a source, you have to see what arguments they actually make. The shach doesn't. The shach makes the argument that yes, if she's actually in danger, it's not yarag val yavor. But if she's not in danger, so for your wife, you should avoid it. But no one else has to. So Ramosha says, if you look at the argument he makes, and he doesn't, right? He doesn't just throw around, it's your work. We'll come back to that one. He just says it's not derech taivas bia. So the simple implication of the shach is that the shach doesn't believe that touching shelo b'derech taiva is even aser midirabanan.
So he believes it's more.
Correct. So okay. So far, right, that's the implication, yes? Right, you understand the implication where he gets this from.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. Now let me skip down. Now, Ramosha notes that you could have made a different argument. Right, you could have made an argument that, in general, we wave Yisur Derabanan for Chol Sheish and She'ein Bahem Sakana, right? I mean, even for a Chol whose life is not in danger, we wave Derabanan Yisurim. So you could have simply argued that the reason that every doctor is allowed to treat a woman is because it's at best in Yisur Derabanan, and we push aside Yisur Derabanan for Chol. He said, that's true, you could have made that argument, right? But that's not the implication of what's going on. The implication, right, you could have made that argument, but the implication is that it's just mutter. Right, it's just mutter. Fine. And he says, I'll further prove it. You know, the next paragraph. The Shach says, why is it mutter? It's mutter for doctors to treat women, even if it's only for harvachas mamon, even to make money. Now we don't wave Yisur Derabanan for making money, so it must be that it must be mutter, right? So look, right in the middle. Vaday, towards the end of the line. Vaday shesov rashach shalek Yisur kriva shalom bedarcheva af lo midrabanan af bishton rak bishton nida alsur mitzadine hisrachkos. Okay. Now. Look at the next paragraph. V'inei b'toras hashlamim docha divrei hashach. The Torah hashlamim. What? This is another parish in Shulchan Aruch. It's not like the most common one, but he is another one. Like, you know how like there's the big ones and there's like a bunch of others all around? So that's one of them. So, okay.
This one we don't need to know the history of. This won't be on the test.
Exactly. This is the Rambam. Sh'asur mida araisa kol shenena migi asur mikiruv basar esher dasol mashi la'dofak. Tekarav adar lovav the iser de araisa. The Torah's Ashlamim doesn't make this argument. The Torah's Ashlamim says the reason that a doctor is allowed to treat someone else's wife is because ain libo gas b'shacheres, because he's not attracted to her.
Gas is attraction?
Yeah. I mean, that's not exactly what it means, but that's what it means in this context, yes.
There's a different context.
But he says, what is the implication, right? And this is what Donnie pointed out. What is the implication of the Torah's Ashlamim?
That it's not.
That why is it mutter?
Because it's not directly.
No. Because it's a doctor, there's no attraction, and therefore it's mutter.
Because it's normal.
Because it's derech avoda, which is what we'll see next week. But what's the implication? If you justify that a doctor can treat someone else's wife because it's unique to a doctor, what's the implication?
He could treat his... No.
That touching shelo b'derech taiva is asur midir abanan, because it needs a matir.
Oh.
Right?
They're saying the matir.
He's saying if the matir... Correct. If you take the matir, the fact that he's a doctor, the implication is that were he not a doctor, even though it's not romantic, it would be asur midir abanan. So he says, look, four lines from the bottom of this next paragraph. He says, so the implication is that there's at least an Isra Rabbanan. You notice it's also in the Sidre Tara. Etc. Okay. Sorry, I take it back. The Sidre Tahara is what he quotes in the beginning, who makes it sound like it's Derabbanan. But he says, no. The Tershlamim says it's Ein Libo Gaspa, that the doctor isn't attracted. Sorry, he doesn't bring up the work one. He just says the doctor isn't attracted. Now again, if it's about not being attracted, what does that imply? Sorry, other way around. That it's mutter lechatchila, because it's a function of not being attracted, but not of being a doctor. Right? The Sidre Tara, he notes, implies it's derabanan, right? But the Torah Zeshlam himself makes it sound like it's not. Now, he notes in the next paragraph that there are some achronim who understood the Torah's Ashlamim to say it is Dirabbanan, but he himself thinks the Torah's Ashlamim follows what he already was medayik in the Shach, that it is Mutter. Okay, skip to the next paragraph. I'm just like jumping around here. I hope you read through it. No, you know what? Skip all the way to the bottom. Last paragraph on this page. Alkol panim. It says, Alkol panim ledina. Benashim achiro. So therefore, what comes out lahalacha? Af be'eshes ish v'nidos v'nachrios lek isr shlo b'derech taiva l'kulei alma. If it's someone else's wife, it's a non-Jewish woman, or it's a nida, but it's not your wife. There's no isr if it's not derech taiva. According to everybody. Rambam or Ramban. So therefore it is mutter lechatchila to go on a subway. Uvim holech sham gam im ishto nida via ba'ofen shel yafshar lizar miliga ba. But he says, but what is going to come out? What is this not going to be true for?
If you're traveling with your wife, you should go on different doors.
Avshalom Motzi said the chol lamen makom acher. Avis damen kain talia chor machol gadash shach. Is Yosef the Rishlamim ve Shmuel shach in aser kevin shen derech taiva. He said rachkos nam lo shach laasher shlo nesul dvarim shosin keher gelam shlo yishkuch sheinida. Said if it's your wife, so then what's it going to depend on? According to the shach, it will be mutter. Because he says, even the Shach,
it's not a problem. It's
he says, good. Right, he said, the Shach said it's not lo tikravu.
Yeah, not...
One second. The Shach said it's not lo tikravu. The Pasuk, lo tikravu lo galar ava. It's not lo tikravu to treat... We've been doing this for 6 days.
Wait,
1 second. So the Shach says it's not lo tikravu. So then you'll say, but wait a second, he still says lechatchila should avoid it with your wife. The Pasuk, lo tikravu, don't become close. That's what we're talking about the entire time. But he says, so now Rav Moshe makes the argument, no. Because why does the Shach say that lechatchila you should avoid having the husband treat his wife when she's a nida?
It might become an emotional connection.
Because why?
You're touching her.
Yeah, so then on the subway should be usher also.
Because it's someone that you relate to. It's not.
He's talking about your wife.
Yeah, you're talking about your wife, but when you're on the subway, it's a very impersonal thing.
Good. That's what Moshe says. He says, still, even the shach, why is it that lechatchila a husband shouldn't be the doctor for his wife?
Because it's
bechavana, you are treating her actively. Right? So that, you can make an argument.
There's also a negative connotation when you're on the subway, because by purpose you're pushing people to get
right.
out of your way.
No, but he's talking to your wife. Now he's talking to your wife. I hope you're not shoving
your wife. On the
subway
you're touching
right?
your wife.
Right? Your wife.
Oh,
right? But he says, I just said with your wife.
Okay, fine.
Right? But he says, even the shach who assers treating your wife, lechatchila, will think, right? He argues that according to the shach, it would be mutter to go on the subway. Because, he said, that's even less. He said, why does Shach think lechatchila you should avoid treating your wife? Because at least you're doing it b'chavana. Right?
On the subway, so you might
correct.
Bump into your
who
wife.
Would he, who would argue, obviously?
Who we had last
who time. Might argue? The Beis Yosef. Right? Remember the Beis Yosef who toys with this being Yehar Gval Yavor. Because everything you do with your wife is... Is derech taiva. So it might be right. It's romantic, right? So you
that's
might
ridiculous.
1 second. That would remember that was the Beis Yosef. That's why you can't be a doctor for your wife, right? But then Ramosha backs down. He says, "Nah, I'm established from the gish. I'm miskaven af ishto lo shayach lachosh sheyava lehanas min gish." He said, "You know what? I don't believe it. Even the Beis Yosef, who says you can't be your wife's doctor, is going to admit that the subway is not derech taiva. Min gish gvul."
Right.
Remember we noted this, right? Is the Beis Yosef, remember we raised this as a suffix in the Beis Yosef, is the Beis Yosef accepting Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Namely that it's usher to touch, full stop, or is he just expanding what's considered romantic? And we argued that Pashtras is the second. And that's the claim Ramosha is making, that even the Beis Yosef is going to agree that going on the subway is
not a problem.
Is fine. And therefore he says in the next paragraph, not only can you stand on the subway, but you can sit on the subway, even if it's a woman next to you. Because what's the worst that'll happen? You'll accidentally touch her? Big deal.
So.
You say this like, new. Yerushalayim, they have separate buses, because the Hasidim don't believe this. What do you mean, new?
I know, I've been in one of these buses.
Good, so when you ask me, what do you mean, new? Ramosha is saying something that's actually quite controversial.
I know, that's
I think he's
saying.
Right.
I agree with him.
Good, but half of your shalayim doesn't. So when you say, why is he bothering to write this tshuva? It's because people are clearly bothered by this and they aren't as convinced that it's mutter. So Ramosha is making an argument that it's mutter. But then he notes something very important. And he says, however, this is all true if what?
You're going to work.
No.
We'll find the person attractive.
It's no, meaning, yes, that you are not aroused.
By the person, exactly.
But if you are...
But that's because it is in person, yeah, why would you be around?
Because there are creepy people in this world who want to be shoved against a good-looking woman on the subway so they can enjoy it. That's not necessarily true, as we'll see in a moment.
We're talking about crazy people.
No, we're not talking about crazy people. We're not talking about crazy people. These aren't lunatics. We're talking about people with taiva, right, who find themselves shoved up against their will against a very good-looking woman on the subway, and suddenly they notice that they're shoved up against a really good-looking woman.
That would be a problem against your wife.
Donnie, I understand.
Why should you make a whole thing about it?
Because there are such people in this world.
I know, but it's so.
Are you
not logic?
Are you not attracted to women?
I am.
Okay, so if you are attracted to women,
but not than that.
You should
no,
be able to understand that us because being shoved up against one would be can arouse someone.
No.
How do you not understand that?
I understand that, but how?
Right. So that's
so
exactly
what he's
the point.
Saying. So it's called covering all ground.
I'm sorry. Okay, again.
Don't think that happens.
Okay, Donnie, I'm going to come back to what I said yesterday. You have no imagination, right? I understand that I don't want you imagining situations like this, but you've never been. Okay, maybe the things are different in Belgium, but look,
very
listen
different.
To me. In the middle of the summer, in New York, when it is schwitzy and it's 105 degrees,
people barely
right?
wear clothes.
People are barely wearing clothing, right? So it could be that not only you're shoved up against a woman, you're shoved up against a woman's, right? Not against her clothes, right? Someone could be shoved up against someone's bare flesh. There are people in this world who are not sick, right? Who are not crazy people, right? Who are...
Let him finish.
Sorry.
I don't respect you,
okay.
Rob. How
sorry.
Could you?
Shah, sorry. 1 second. Okay, sorry. Raise your hand, and I will not hold this against you. I will not hold you against you, okay? Again, I'm not telling any... I don't want to know any of you whether you would be attracted by this. But how many of you could imagine a situation in which somebody is shoved up against a good-looking woman wearing almost no clothes on the subway in New York in the middle of the summer, and that... He's not a pervert. He just might happen to feel something when that happens. Who could imagine that as a situation? I'm not saying you.
As a possibility.
As a possibility.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, good. As a possibility.
I didn't verify that yourself. Just like as a possibility.
I'm not saying you. Right? You're all...
Don't say it's not allowed. Rebbe, 100 feet in front of this is
guys. Rebbe. Guys, I all understand. Now, again, no, my question... Wait, wait, one second. One second.
You see,
you perv.
Guys.
Why make a whole...
Guys, I'm going to repeat this. Guys. Again, guys, how many of you also can imagine this happening to a person who you don't think is a pervert, you just think is human? Good. Okay, so you don't, but the rest of us can imagine such a situation.
Okay, and the same for other people. I'm just explaining.
So you're a tzaddik.
No, I'm just explaining this. It's only flesh. You see, that's it. So why
we're not talking about flesh? Let's say he's
I understand his point, but I'm just saying it's, why.
Okay, I've been in situations.
So you are such a tzaddik that you can't imagine.
I'm not saying I'm a tzaddik. I'm not saying I'm a tzaddik.
I'm saying. So Ramosha says, look, guys, look at Ramosha. Look at Ramosha. He says, Avalim Yodet. Okay, Ramosha doesn't think the person he's talking to is a pervert.
Can I give him an example?
No, you can't. I don't think you need an example. I think we all know that this is true.
Explain to him what the New York subways are like.
No, I think we've done that. We've done that, and he doesn't.
So far back to say it's just skin. That means New York subway, any example, will not work.
Okay, I get it. Stop talking. Stop. We've made our point, Max, right? He doesn't get it.
Donnie has no imagination.
Max, we all agree. We all agree, except for Donnie, right? Now, look at Ramosha. Now, Ramosha, again, doesn't think this person's a pervert. He says, Alval im yodeshu yavo lidei hirur, yezlom no melechet azim eina chutzlo. He said, look, if you know yourself, and you know you will be attracted, so unless it's absolutely necessary, so avoid the subway.
So that would go even with your wife. Especially
your wife. But anybody else. He said, look, if you know yourself, look, I'm not saying this guy's a pervert, right? The guy is, right? Dafka, let's just be clear. The guy who is self-aware enough to listen to Ramosha is a tzaddik, right? So he has taiva. So he's attracted. Big deal, right? Let's be clear. Having a healthy sexual desire is not sick, right? It's normal.
Can I ask a question?
One second.
What do they do in Belgium?
I just asked Donald Gamek. I don't know. I just don't know. He says, now then he says, but then Ramosha says something that's quite shocking. Right? Because you could have thought that what would Ramosha say? If you're the type of person who's going to be aroused,
then
even if you have to go to work, it's usher. Take a cab, I don't know.
Because
it's derech taiva.
Right.
And what does Ramosha say? And this is a shocking move. What does Ramosha do?
But if you have to go, you should.
He says, no, im muchrach leilech. If you have to go, he said, look, if you don't have to go, and it's going to arouse you, so don't go. But he says, if you need to go, as gamken lavodaso ein lasser lo afichia gafna, even in such a case, where you're going to be shoved up against that woman, and you are going to be aroused, what does he say?
It's okay.
You can go.
If you have to go.
If you have to. And do your best. Do your best. Try not to think about it. Think about Torah. Distract yourself with Varm Shebek Dusha.
We all wish we were on that
way. It says, and you can rely on this. He says, V'im yodesh etivo ra. He said, if, however, it's not just that you're going to be aroused, but you know that you are so, right, you are just so attracted that you're going to, what's Sheyavo Lidei Kishui Eivir? Meaning that you're going to have an erection.
Right.
Right? I mean, Ad Kedei Kach, right? Not just like, you're going to feel something, right? She says, then, Asr lo leilach azgam lavodaso. Then he says, im ad kedei kach, then don't go to work. Then, yeah, then don't go to work. Right? Or find a cab. Right? Or whatever.
So that beats the street.
That's a high level.
You know, Hanami, that's what Moshe says. But I want to show you. Moshe.
It's extreme.
It's not extreme. Moshe. No, Dafka not. Moshe is so
aroused,
normal.
If you're mentally
right?
aroused, it's not.
Think about how normal his tshuva is. He says, look, it's not us, sir.
You say to your boss, oh, I might get aroused in the subway?
No.
Oh, my God.
What? No, Max, he says something totally reasonable. He says, look, if it doesn't cause you any arousal... Listen!
I'm talking about I'm physically aroused, so I can't,
listen.
I can't get to work today.
He's going back up the stairs.
So, what does he say? He says, if... What? What does he say? He says, if you're you're not attracted, like most people, so it's mutter legamre. Legamre! Said, even if you're going to be aroused, so you should avoid it if you can, but if you can't... Okay, so do your best. So do your best. But he says, "Im ad kidei kach." I'm sorry, Max. Max, you're wrong. Right? You are wrong. Because trust me, if someone was aroused ad kidei kach, let's say the question here.
No.
Listen to me for a second. What would happen if the following moved from the subway? Okay, you think it's so crazy.
I never said it was.
Hey, listen to me. You have a case, same guy.
You misunderstood my question.
Same guy. And it's not the subway, but it's the elevator in his office building. And when he's stuffed into the elevator, there with a coworker, every time he's shoved into the elevator with this coworker, he gets an erection.
To avoid the elevator.
Yeah, and what would happen? Forget halacha for a moment. What is going to happen if somebody notices that this happens?
Going to be pretty embarrassing.
Or
harassment.
He'll be sued.
Welcome.
Right?
This is job.
So you, yes. So you're telling me it's so crazy that Moshe could say this? Right? What do you mean? If someone was so aroused every time he was in the elevator with one of his with a female employee that he had an erection, the guy would be sued for sexual harassment and be fired from his job. So why are you telling me it's so crazy? In Ochanami, it's going to be hard to tell your boss that. But you know what? Secular culture agrees with Rav Moshe on this one, that if ad kidei kach you are aroused to the point where you have where you're physically aroused, then every ha kol modim, you should avoid that situation at all costs.
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
You're saying, what are you going to say to your boss?
I'm saying, on case of the subway, I'm not talking about inside the work.
I know, but I'm saying, no, but my point
I'm
is...
I'm within the parameters of this case.
I totally understand you, but I'm pointing
and
out...
I'm talking about physical.
I know, but what I'm pointing out...
I'm not talking about you have...
I don't think you'd still get, you can possibly get arrested for...
You can get arrested for harassment on the subway too.
Take a taxi.
You can get arrested for... Yes, if there was somebody who every time he went on the subway, right, and was shoved up against a woman, he got an erection, right? If a woman noticed that, right, or multiple women noticed that, and told the police officer, yeah, the guy could get sued for sexual harassment or kicked off the subway. Correct. So Rav Moshe says, it's ad kidei kach, so don't go on the subway. And you know what? I my guess is that American law would tell you, yeah, don't go on the subway.
No,
how you get to work is not our problem.
No, I'm saying that I didn't understand why he said you shouldn't
it's
go
like
to
the...
work. Now I'm just now.
No,
I
he's saying I'm ad kidei kach. Right, so Moshe says.
Now
right?
I understand, but I don't agree
it's
that
like
you
the
shouldn't go to work.
Rebbe, because you walk to.
I mean, don't go on the subway to work.
Yes, but I thought I heard you shouldn't go to work.
Well, I mean, if your only way to go to work is the subway, then don't go to work. But he's assuming, so come up with another way. Get a car, right?
Or you call out sick every day.
You can't call out sick every day.
Go not during rush hour. Wake up 2 hours early.
Right?
Whatever. Come up with it.
Yeah.
Right? Go, wake up 2 hours early and daven in Manhattan instead of davening at your house. Right? Like, meaning, Ramosha's pointing out. Ramosha's very normal here. He says, look. He said, for the average person, it's not arousing. So it's mutter. For someone who it's arousing, but not to the point of physical arousal. So he says, look, if you can avoid it, avoid it. If you can't, do your best.
Not a kosher.
But if you are so, you're going to be so... One second.
God, you're getting involved in a complete...
One second.
I know.
One second. So he says, and if it's so aroused, right, that he's going to have physical arousal, so then you can't go, right? Then you can't go. Ad kidei kach, because why? What's his argument?
You should, you're going to get aroused over.
Because, yeah, that then you're bordering on Derech Taivas Bia. Right?
So
right?
It's just a logical thing.
Right? I mean, if you're physically pushed against the person and there's a physical erection at that point, so Moshe is saying, then you're bordering on what the Rambam says is usher.
Right?
Right? Right, and that's why he avoided all costs.
So he agrees with the Rambam.
So, one second. So let's just summarize Ramosha. Ramosha's argument, therefore, is...
He's agreeing with
Ramosha's argument, therefore, is that he thinks on balance, the majority... He thinks that the majority of Achronim think that if it's not Derech Taiva, it's Mutu Lechatchila. Right, lechatchila.
Right, but once it's derech taiva, then it's also.
Now, however, we noted that we're many Rishonim who explicitly said that what? That there's something in between, because Ramosha is being unfair, because Ramosha is going min hakatzeh lakatzeh. He's saying there's derech taiva's bia, and then there's being shoved off against someone on the subway. But as we know, what Meiri already said, there's things in the middle which are romantic, which are not sexual, but they're romantic, they're at least affectionate, right? Those are the cases the Meiri said.
They're
a banan, bad idea, right? And so that... So Moshe in this Tshuva doesn't address it.
Well, it makes a difference how Machmeliya.
Correct. Now, okay. So let's look at one more Tshuva by Ramosha. That's one Tshuva by Ramosha. Where, and now you see how this emerges from his analysis of the sugya, right? Meaning you had all the building blocks here. Okay.
Yeah. I misunderstood.
I also want to make a disclaimer. Okay. If you anybody who wants to be a posek, okay, cannot be unrealistic in their idealistic expectations of all human beings. Right, I know it disturbs you when I say, let's imagine for a moment some guy who is aroused by blah, 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 blah.
That doesn't disturb me.
I'm glad it doesn't disturb you. I wasn't referring to you, Max. Oh. Right? But a good posek doesn't say, well, I'm so pure, right, that this would, I can't imagine this happening to me, and therefore I'm not going to write a tshuva for people who it does, because you know what? Halacha is written for people who have more taiva and less taiva, who have more challenges and less challenges, and you're asking who's going to listen? The answer is people who care about halacha will listen, because just because someone has a strong sexual appetite and gets aroused by things that other people don't, doesn't mean they don't care about halacha. It just means they have bigger challenges to face. So Ramosha says, you know what, there might be someone reading this tshuva who in a harami has a very strong sexual appetite.
I meant like if it was actually a creep. Like,
yeah, but I'm not
so reading this.
Correct, but Ramosha's saying not everybody who's very strong taiva is a creep. Right? Yeah. Those don't follow. Okay, that's one Shuva by Ramosha. Yes.
It's more of a clarification. I thought you said that if there is no way to get any work, that you shouldn't go. That you shouldn't go whatsoever. Right?
Correct.
That's what I thought you said.
Yes, and that seems to be what Ramosha says. That if in the final case,
I don't understand,
where you're aroused to the point of physical erection, then Ramosha says.
But now that you clarified that you can go at different times, now I understand.
Well, I mean, Ramosha says if there was no way, so you wouldn't go to work. Realistically, that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? So wake up at 5 in the morning, right? Go before rush hour. I mean, you know.
Also, can you daven on the train?
Correct.
That works.
Can you daven on the subway?
That's the last point. I actually skipped that for you.
No,
it's funny you asked that. The last thing, the paragraph I skipped in Ramosha, he says, if a davar loses minyan yuchad biyomta baboke. Oh, sorry. No, I thought that was what he was going to ask. The answer is, the answer is no. Bikaran, no, I think.
But no, I saw a lot of people doing that.
Bikaran, I don't think so. Yes, I think you can daven on the plane. Well, okay, let me clarify.
I mean, the train.
Bikaran, there's nothing wrong with davening on a train. What's the potential problem? You're not allowed to daven when people have, when they're women whose body is uncovered. So in the winter, you could probably daven on the train. Right, in the summer, like, you're not allowed to daven. Right,
in the winter on a Saturday night, because somehow people still go out.
Yeah, exactly.
Cold, but, barely
so the answer is it depends. Right, now, of course, you could just go off to a corner. Right, I mean, it's not so easy. Can you daven fundamentally? Yes. Are there going to be situations where it's problematic? Also, yes. Right, during the summer, there are a lot of places you can't daven.
The thing is, the same thing you could say about the netball when people do shachtas in the morning before boarding.
Yeah, okay.
Are they not allowed to do?
If there are women there who are dressed in a way that erva is uncovered, yes, you're not allowed to daven in that direction. At least you have to be turned away. On an airport, you have a little more room. If you notice, minyanim go off to the side.
Yeah.
On a subway, that's not quite. I don't know what your subway looks like in Belgium. I'm assuming it's less crowded than the one in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Fine.
On an airplane, they also do it in the back.
Fine. Okay, you shouldn't have a minyan on the airplane.
Really?
No. All major poskim at this point have said it is a chilul Hashem to have minyan on the airport. Yes.
Yes.
On all airplanes.
You should do that individually.
What?
They say
that because the chil Hashem. Because
but don't they?
Because most of the people, most of the stewardesses and stewards and stewardesses on the plane don't like it, and it disrupts them. If they really don't care, which they usually do. But if they really don't care, fine. But the majority of the time, they do care, and it causes a chil Hashem.
Really? Wow.
I mean,
and Elal probably more than other places because of the tension, the current tension between the secular community. I have not. It has been a very long time since I davened in a minion on a plane. It has become
to daven before or daven individually.
When the Minchah comes while you're flying,
you sit down.
When I sit down, you did not car be on the plane.
Same thing with the car. When you're on a car, you can't do mitzvah, so you do it in the car itself.
In a car, you should pull over to the side of the road.
Let me say you're in a big lane road, and you can't, there's like traffic.
If you can't, you can't.
So you do it in your seat.
You're going to daven while driving, or you're talking about the passengers?
No, the passengers, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, if you have to, fine.
Daven while driving.
Good, guys. Ready?
We'll do that.
Okay, guys. One more tshuva by Reb Moshe today. Okay? So this is Reb Moshe's tshuva about talking to girls. Now, I'm going to tell you what people think Reb Moshe means, and then we're going to see if Reb Moshe actually means that, okay? People often quote this Reb Moshe as saying that talking to girls, not l'shem shiduchin, is yarg val yabar. That is how Reb Moshe is quoted, okay?
What's your
name? I don't think that's...
Sit in.
I don't think that's what he means.
Talk about how you can't talk to girls.
I don't think that's what he means either.
I doubt it.
No. I don't think that's what he means. Right?
It goes against the Rambam.
Fine.
Right now. Oh my God.
Why? Okay. Now, this is something that I've talked about a lot with Mati. Right? I've talked with Mati a lot about this. Tshuvot are not just telling you the halacha. They are politics in the high sense of the word. Meaning they are trying to persuade people to do the right thing. Okay?
To that person's opinion.
Yes. But therefore, they're meant to be persuasive. Okay? Now, this tshuva, I need you to just listen for a moment to the chutzpah and the question, and then tell me what you want to say. Before you get to the halacha, what you would want to tell this guy. Okay? Because everyone quotes it as, the shaila is, can I talk to girls, not l'shem shiduchen? Let me read this tshuva. And remember that this is written by some teenager to Reb Moshe Feinstein, who's the Gadol HaDor. Okay, just keep this in mind.
He's the Gadol HaDor?
What?
No,
to Reb Moshe, who was the Gadol HaDor.
Okay.
From what I read, here's the question. The situation is not just this question.
Yes, this guy is a creep. Okay, let's just keep in mind that you're about to see the guy who writes the Shaila is not the guy who actually writes it, but the guy who's written for is a creep. Hine, b'davar bachur echad sa'ir liyamim, a young guy. He's not in the parasha, as they say. He's not ready to get married. The guy made a choshev klal b'dvar nisu, and he doesn't even think about it. Hisito libo lavo bekishrei reyos imnarat seira. Asher gam ken lo shayach adayin. The guy made a choshev klal b'dvar nisu, and he wants to have a relationship with a girl who's also not ready to get married. Be'amro, and he said. He said, since we aren't alone, we don't violate yichud, so it's not prohibited at all. Now, until now, I'm totally fine. It's the next line where you realize there's something wrong with this guy.
Bit, even that last,
because he says, "V'av shevale yodesh lo noya adavar," and even though he knows. Listen, stay. Stay at least till I get the question. Stay. He says, even though he knows that what? It's wrong. No, not us, sir. He knows it's wrong. Right? Now, that's always a scary thing. When someone tells you, I'm in a relationship with a girl, we don't violate yichud, but look, I know that our relationship is problematic. Right? That should put up red flags. I mean, if it was me, right?
Wait, he says, like, I know it's problematic.
Yes, this guy says to Reb Moshe, I know that what I'm doing is wrong. I know what I'm doing is wrong.
What, because it's not you? Because it can go out?
No, I don't know why. He just says this.
Okay,
he says, Eino mischashev inyani chasidus tsnuim bioser. He says, he doesn't care about frumkeit. He doesn't care about tsnius. Veino wrote to the Shmuel Divrei Musar v'tochacha. Right? The guy says to Reb Moshe, I don't want Musar. I don't want frumkeit. I don't want snius. Right? Elk sheyish mimeni she'asur adavar al pi halacha psuka. But if I tell him it's asur, if I tell him it's asur, not bad, but asur, MK, right? Then he'll listen to me. That was the question.
Sounds like the most monorethex teenagers who come to school.
Okay. Now, wait, if you were a... This is what his question was.
Tells the boy things
Moshe. Whoa. Yes. The guy comes to Moshe Feinstein. Imagine the chutzpah. Right, he comes to Moshe and he says, listen, I'm in a relationship with a girl. I know it's wrong. I know it's pasnished. I know I shouldn't be doing it. But, look, I only care about halacha. I don't care about frum guide. I don't care about what's right. I don't care about sneers. I don't care about any of that. But if you tell me it's usher, so maybe I'll listen to you. Stop, Max. If you tell me it's usher, I might not do it. Before you know the halacha, if you had a choice, right, in the matter, what conclusion would you want to say?
I was Reb Moshe.
Right, if you were Reb Moshe, what conclusion would you want to say to the guy?
Is that really the problematic part that he doesn't want it to be?
What would you want to say?
That's the real issue here. You should just say no. It's usher.
Why are you even asking me? You know it's usher.
No, so that's what you want to say to him.
He's saying, look, I know that what I'm doing is wrong.
I need you to tell me.
If really 100% usher deraisa, so then I'm still going to do it.
Right. Or usher, whatever, right? Usher. Right, what do you want to say to the guy?
You idiot!
Okay, but you can't, because it's not going to work. So if you could, what do you want to say?
It's usher!
You want to find a way to say that it's usher. Right? You want to. Right? You want to. Okay? Before we see what Ramosha actually says, you have to understand that if this is the Shaila, right, and a posek is not just a textbook, right? A posek is, right? Look, listen, just think for a moment, right? If one of you, Heilige Bochrim, come to me and say, look, I don't know if I'm getting married now, but, you know, I met this girl, and I could theoretically see a relationship going somewhere. I'm not thinking about marriage now, but don't worry, keep halacha. And it's not ideal. Look, I understand maybe it's not ideal. I wouldn't want to have started dating now so many years before I'm ready to get married. But what can you do, right? It happened, made me cry, right? How should I deal with it, right? So that type of person, ask me that, Shaila, you want to talk him through the issues and say, look, these are the problems, these are...
This kid knows the problems, right?
Correct.
What do you do?
What?
This
guy comes and says, look, I know what I'm doing is a shtickle creepy, right? It's wrong. There's something wrong. I just don't really care about something being wrong. I care about usher. Like, I'm scared.
He knows,
right?
He's doing something bad.
He knows it's wrong. He doesn't know it's usher.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay.
What?
He's a shlimia.
So that guy, right? So that guy, if you had your choice, what would you you would want to, if you could, say, it's usher, right? So keep that in mind as you read Ramosha. So he says, Imkin Mukhrach Ani Tekef. Listen to Ramosha. He said, when I heard this, Shaila, I said, Gewalt, I need to answer immediately. Tekef Lahashiv Sharigela Maitse Tekef. I need to answer right now. Right? Because he looks at this guy and it's like, and remember, this isn't one of you guys asking me. This is you traveling to the Gadol HaDor. Pick your Gadol HaDor, right? With the long white beard, right? Fine, you went to Yosef when Ravadi was Kal Vachomer, you went to a dead Gadol, you managed to bring him back from the dead just to ask him this Shaila, right? Can you imagine the chutzpah it takes to say this to Rav Moshe?
I might as well do Moshe
Rabbeinu. I'm saying, look, even if you guys would be willing to say this to me, even going to Reich Chait, how many of you would say this to Reich Chait? I know that my relationship with this girl is just wrong, but I don't really care about doing things that are wrong. But is it usher? Right? Who has the chutzpah? You need to be so... Right? It's just like... Okay. So he says... So what does he do? So Rav Moshe... What does he do? What does he not need to do? He doesn't need to prove that it's usher. What does he need to do?
Say it.
He needs... let's be careful, right?
Figure out how it's usher.
He needs to at least construct an argument that it's plausibly usher. Right? That's what he needs to do. Right? He just doesn't have to tell the person that. So what does he do? So right, first things first, that coming close to Erev according to the Rambam is Asur Midaraisa. The Nakad Belashon Kolomar Shu Inyan Beir Eza Isur Nikra Bikras Zed Lo Tikru Lagal Erev Shu Lo Tikru Lidvarmam Vien Lazeh. So what does the Rambam think it means? Don't come close to the things which bring you close to Erva. I knew. Shulav and Emer Lisyag, the Geder Shebarayu. Now he gives him a shtickle philosophy. And he says, Because, right, remember we said this already in the Rambam. The Torah itself set up a siag to keep you away from a riot. Why? Right, he says the Torah itself put a siag on itself. Right, that's how, right, Rabbi Yosef Engel understood the Rambam. Right, they siag the Araisa. Why? So now he says, what's the philosophy behind it? Because the Torah recognizes, presumably, that sexuality is a strong desire and therefore it requires protection.
Right?
Ah. Pun not intended. Fine.
No.
And he says, yeah, I realize that has came out. Whatever, it's not the point. He says, Shinami yesh laser min haTorah. He said, therefore, by this logic, even romantic talk should be usur. Now remember, who? Now this is why everyone points to this Ramosha and says Ramosha clearly thinks it's usur midaraisa. What's the problem?
It's not really.
And how do I know that Ramosha might not say exactly what he thinks is true?
He says it's possibility.
Yes, because we just saw a tshuva and Ramosha said that the only thing that's usur is romantic touch. Right?
Yeah.
And now Ramosha says, oh, well, you know, according to the Rambam, it might be usur midaraisa even to talk. Now, he might mean it. Right, because you could say, look, well, non-romantic talk.
It's not what Moshe is speaking, though. He's speaking in the way of the Rambam.
Yeah, but the previous Jew was also in the Rambam. Right? Both of them were in the Rambam. Right? So he says, okay, that's Asr mi da'araisa. Dari lefi perish isra akrash, who legeder stiag yesh lan lasr menatar. He said, if the argument is that everything that is a siag is asr menatara, meaning anything that's roi to be a siag should be asr menatara, so romantic talk should be asr as well. Now, what's his proof? What source does he prove it from? Before you see the next line, tell me what he's going to prove it from. Because I've given you all the sources if you'd understand this, Ramosha.
Ramban?
No.
Wait, where does he prove it?
Prove it. Not the Ramban, for sure not. No.
Oh, from which case?
Which source? Which source is Ramosha going to invoke to prove that romantic talk is Asher Midaraisa? It's not going to be the Rambam. Avos Dirabi Nasan.
Right.
Remember the Avos Dirabi Nasan?
Totally. That's the name, I forgot it. That's what I was trying to
right, so he quotes the Avid Avos Dereb Nasan. He says, you see that the Avos Dereb Nasan explicitly says that Yidaber Ima Dvarim Betelem, even talking, right, frivolity, is Asr Mida Araisa.
In a flirtatious way? Or?
Yeah, presumably in a flirtatious way. Avos Dereb Nasan. This is a Tanaitic work. Right, ostensibly, Chazalic work from the Gaon of Vilna. What?
That's only flirtatious.
Flirtatious, presumably, whatever. Yes.
So talking Stom would not.
This is his girlfriend, remember?
Wait, the boy's talking to his girlfriend about
I'm sorry.
Flirtatious things.
Look, again, Nahum.
Patriots.
If this, remember this teenager we're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody.
Is it a teenager?
Yes, it's a Nahr. Sorry, Yachad Yamez. If such a guy comes to him, listen. Here, I have an extra one. Yeah, here's an extra one. Think about it for a moment. Remember, the guy comes to Reb Moshe and right. He says, I know that my relationship is lo na'e.
Right.
If the nature of his relationship with his girlfriend was that every day they sat down over a cup of tea and discussed Parsha.
Oh.
Right? I doubt that person would come to Reb Moshe and say, I know my relationship is disgusting.
Like Zebra.
Right? 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 When somebody comes to emotion and says, I know my relationship is disgusting, right? Is lo na'e.
He's not talking
that means
about
the right. Things that he's talking about are probably not the gamre. Al Tairis HaKoydesh.
He obviously knows, but he obviously wants, like, if he's going to that far, like, he obviously wants to stop it.
Well, maybe, but he doesn't have the strength to. But he says, maybe I'll be able to stop it if it's mamish usur. But short of usur, I can't do. So he says, one second. So therefore he says, let me skip down. Now he says, skip down. He says, the limitation to flirtatious talk is only for one's wife. But he skips down. He says, "Oh, but Isha Acheres, afilu stam diburim shorzel dabrim Isha machmas yesh lo na mimena dabrim heimidvar mamargil me'erba." But then he makes an interesting argument, and he says, "But what happens if someone is talking to someone else's wife, not flirtatiously, but because he's attracted to her? What would you say?
It's
not allowed. Why? Yeah. Prove it. What Gemara is he now going to invoke? Sanhedrin Ayin Hey, that pervert who said, "I'm going to die if I can't talk to one Mechore Ageder, right? If I can't sleep with her, if I can't see her naked, and if I can't talk to her." And what did the Ron say based on that Gemara?
You should die.
That it's Abu Zrayu Da'arayos and it's Yaharik Val Yavor. Right?
Yeah.
And therefore, he says, look at the last line of this paragraph. So he said, if you combine the Rambam and the Ran, what potentially emerges? That romantic talk, not with your wife, right? Sorry. Talking with your wife, even if it's not romantic, but it's l'shem taiva.
It's still...
Right? It's because still you're attracted to her.
Still
but it's not in a kosher context.
Still after her, right?
Is aser midaraisa potentially? Yeh harig v'al yavor. Now, is that argument iron clad? Right? Is that 100%?
No.
No? Right? Is it plausible?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Good. And this is my argument with Rav Moshe. Is that I don't know, right, that Rav Moshe would say with conviction. I don't know that he wouldn't. That every person who wants to have a girlfriend,
yeah, but that makes
right?
sense. That's a good argument. The Sanhedrin says that even talking with non-flirtatious way to a girl you're attracted to.
Non-flirtatious way? What do you think is going on in that Gemara?
No, but
this is the problem.
Even more so. Even more so.
What type of way do you think that guy is talking?
He's talking flirtatiously.
I think so.
Even more so.
Yes.
So he quotes the Sanhedrin that says in a non-flirtatious way, in somebody that you're trying to...
Oh, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that. Rav Moshe reads that in. That non-flirtatious talk. Right, Rav Moshe makes a leap.
The guy that says...
Who says that's not flirtatious? Do you really think in the case of Gemara?
He says, I have to talk to this woman or otherwise I'm going to die.
First he says, I need to sleep with her. Then they say, you can't sleep with her. He says, okay, I want to see her naked. Right? Then he says, okay, I won't.
I want to talk to her.
Yeah. Are you sure that the case there is non-flirtatious talk?
So even more so. Even more so.
No, not even more so.
He's talking about that.
No!
It's the same place. He wants to talk to the girl. He's talking to the girl.
No, Ramosha makes... No, because the Gemara and Sanhedrin could be talking about flirtatious talk.
Right. What do you think this boyfriend's doing?
Ramosha said... No, Ramosha makes a jump. Ramosha says, from that Gemara I can derive that even non-flirtatious talk to a woman I'm attracted to is usher.
Right.
That's not necessarily what the Gemara and Sanhedrin says.
Right, but what do you think this boyfriend's doing?
He's talking flirtatious talk.
But that's my point, is that Ramosha isn't necessarily... Right, Ramosha makes an argument that doesn't follow necessarily from the sources.
Right.
Right? But why is Ramosha constructing... It's not impossible from the sources.
Right.
It could be that the Gemara and Sanhedrin is talking about non-romantic talk.
Right.
It also could be it's talking about...
Romance.
Flirtatious talk.
Right.
But Ramosha makes the argument that non-flirtatious talk...
Is still Aser Derek.
To a... Is Aser Midar Reis that Yaharik Val Yavor.
Right.
Does that follow necessarily from the sources?
No.
No. Does it follow possibly from the sources?
Yes.
Yes, and this is my point, is that Rav Moshe doesn't need... Rav Moshe, remember the context, right? If you were Rav Moshe, you'd also want to throw the book at this guy. So you don't need to make an argument that is necessarily the case. What do you need to do?
Make up a little.
Not make up. Be careful.
Combine sheets.
You need to make an argument that is plausibly the case. Enough that you could say it could be not only Usher, but Yaharik Val Yavor.
I don't get it because this guy is talking to his girlfriend, Derek Chiba. He's a...
Correct, but Rav Moshe...
Therefore, according to the Avos Derebi Nachman, it would be Usher.
Yes, but we don't possibly the Avos Derebi Nachman. Rav Moshe throws an Avos Derebi Nachman.
For a reason why it would be Usher.
Oh my God, he's not...
That's my point.
What do you think he'll...
That's my point. Is that Rav Moshe... This is my argument. Is that Rav Moshe...
He's not looking for everyone else. He's looking for Rav Moshe.
That Rav Moshe, because of the context, is trying to construct as strict an argument as he can that's plausible within the sources. That doesn't mean that that Rav Moshe would say this to every person who came to him. Right? That's my point. I'm saying Rav Moshe... The argument Rav Moshe makes is... possible,
right?
But it's not muhrach. It's not necessary. But you're right, because of the nature of the guy's question,
right?
Ramosha, I mean, think about what he's doing. Ramosha is saying it's plausible to say that even non-flirtatious talk, if you're attracted to somebody and it's not for Shidufin, is your Yerug Valyavor. Kalva Chomer.
Flirtatious
talk is Yerug Valyavor.
Right.
Right? Now, remember, who does not accept that? The Shah.
Right.
Because the Shah says the only thing that's Yerug Valyavor is?
Exactly.
Is touch.
Right.
Right? This is a very particular argument, right? That, and remember, he's assuming based on the Ran, right? That, right, meaning he's combining Shitos here, right? To generate the most Machmer combination he can. It could be true, right? It's not necessarily true, right?
The Shach says touch as opposed to other forms of.
Correct.
Careful?
Pashtus, because that's the only thing, right? The only thing that's also midoraisa, according to the simple pshat in the Rambam, is kiruv basar derech taivas bia, right? The Magid Mishnah explicitly says that all the other flirtations are also midorabanan, even according to the Rambam, right? Because the Rambam says you only get makas mardus for flirting, for
what's
right,
just mardu?
Right, rabbinic lashes. The Magid Mishnah says derabanan, right? The Ramosha says. And we'll see in the next one. We already saw this part. There, Moshe argues, "Yeah, you get Malkus derabanan, but it's an insert midaraisa, but it's the lavshein b'maisa, right? And speech and things like that. But the Magen Mishnah says it's only derabanan. Ramosha is being machadesh shita within the Rambam, combining it with the Ran to generate a position that's yarig v'yavor, right?
But at the very least,
but
it's
there
it's
isn't a.
Fine, but that wouldn't make you... Remember, Ramosha... But this is my point. Is that Ramosha... Think about what Ramosha is doing. I'm not going to say by the end of this that Ramosha doesn't think it's usher. Right? Right? But that doesn't mean that everything that Ramosha says he holds by 100%. The fact that he constructs a possible argument that it might be Herak Valyavor...
But I don't...
Right?
I'm confused. Why is he combining opinions to make it sound like it's usher?
Because he's talking to a creep!
Right, but there are opinions that say it's usher already.
Yes, but if you want to convince somebody... Who you know is not that committed,
right.
Because he admits to you that he is only going to listen if it's mamish mamish usher.
Right.
So what should you do? Try to make it as
all the opinions
as usher as possible,
so that all the opinions agree that it's usher.
And that it's
by
even
combining them, he covered every ground
and made it stricter. Okay, we're gonna have to continue this Ramosha tomorrow. We're gonna continue it tomorrow. But again, Ramosha here, what you see is unlike the previous one. Right, in the previous tshuva, Ramosha took the Rambam and said, okay. So the Rambam says only touch is asr, right? Only romantic touch is asr, sexual touch is asr. Everything else is mutter l'chatchila, right? He didn't start saying it's asr. I mean, the Rabbanim just says mutter, right? Now suddenly he's pulling out Avos Rabbi Nasan. Why didn't he pull it out in the previous tshuva?
Because he's not like...
What?
Because now it apply. Like
what?
He's trying to make it sound...
So first of all, it wasn't fully relevant in the other tshuva, but again,
right.
The point is because part of this tshuva, part of it, not all of it, a part of this tshuva isn't just making an argument that it's asr. It's building a halachic case that it's even asr than you might even realize. Right? Even more asr than you realize. That doesn't mean that he's signing on to the most machmer construal with 100% conviction.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that in every situation where it's not identical to this case, that Ramosha would, with the same conviction, say to Harik Valyavor. I'm not saying he wouldn't. But I want to read through the tshuva, and I want to be careful what Ramosha is saying, what he's not. So far, he said you could construct an argument.
Right. But why is
how do they differentiate between different types of kriva serva?
So according to the Shach, the simplest pshat is the only thing that's asmi daraisa is Shimon correctly points out is foreplay, that involves physical touch.
Why does it have to involve physical touch?
Because that's what he says.
That's what the Rambam says.
That's what the Rambam says. Shach says because the pasuk lo tikrevu legalad erva is kriva shel basar, kriva basar. Right. That's the reason because the pasuk.
It's foreplay. What is it for?
But that's the point, right?
That's what I'm saying.
But
the Rambam holds it.
Correct. Ramosha argues not that way.
So
Ramosha
like,
argues against the nosei kelim on the Rambam.
It's not foreplay either.
Right? But it's against the pshat in the Rambam.
Right.
The simple pshat in the Rambam.
I'm just saying that's why we didn't clarify through a few.
Right. The Rambam simple pshat is there isn't touch.
The Rambam doesn't mention
right?
foreplay.
Correct.
That's what you said.
No, he doesn't. It wasn't the Rambam.
That's Magen Mishnah. Right? That's what I'm saying. Ramosha has to combine arguments and he has to argue based on the main nosei kelim on Rambam to construct this argument, which we haven't gone to this next paragraph. Right?
Mitzvah Tanach also? The Sefer Tanach, the way he presents is also comes to a Brahman once you.
Pashtas. Yes, I mean, he follows the Rambam, though he is a bit more expensive.
Wait,
it's so not clear. The Chinuch is slightly more expensive than the Rambam, I think.
Yeah. Does Ramosha?
Right? I mean, he says that anything which you think in yourself, even if it's not listed by anybody, if you think
of it. Oh, so that's what we have to deal with next week, is not the Isra of Lotikra, but there's a different Isra, which is of Hirvur,
yeah.
Right, which we haven't gotten to.
That's
right?
That's a Machlek
Kalisha?
Correct, and that's what we have to get to. Right? Right? Hirvur.
Machlek is who holds what, right?
Yeah. But that's the Sugya of Chaf, not Yud Zayin. Right, that's why I said the sister sugya to this sugya is the sugya on Dav Chaf, which is Nishmar to be called Avara.
We're just doing everything we can to make Don uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we'll continue Ramosha tomorrow. It's Wednesday now, right?
Yeah.
Good. So we'll tomorrow. I think we'll have time to finish Ramosha, finish this source sheet, and then next week we'll pick up on it on the Hirvur parts. Yes.
Yeah.